If there are any ongoing concerns about the Downtown Plaza's $11.6 million price tag, they weren't heard at the official opening Thursday evening. Located in the 500 block of Queen Street East, the plaza includes a skating rink, though temperatures weren't cold enough for it to be used Thursday, illuminated signs, a screen for movies, playground equipment for children, the village stage for musical performances and the Sue Markets vendors next door on Brock Street for shoppers. Sue today asked members of the public gathered for Thursday's official opening to share their thoughts on the plaza. "I'm impressed with what they spent," said Sean Talbot. "It's about time we're getting something downtown like the skating rink, the market. Everything's in one spot, there's plenty of parking. It's a really nice feature. We're going to really enjoy it," Talbot said. "This is exactly what the Sioux needed. It's nice to see people unite in the downtown core," said Rachel Laurenti. "It's really nice," said Larissa Mulrooney. "I think the kids need this. We need more family-friendly things in this city. We don't have enough of that, so this is a nice change. It's more convenient for people who can't make it to the East End, to Bellevue Park. I'm totally for the downtown rink. That is definitely the big thing for me. I love it. I think it's fabulous," said Diane Lahambi. "I think it's a great gathering spot. It looks nice. I think it's something to bring people to the downtown area, and I say kudos to everybody involved. It's great. I think the kids are going to like the rink. It'll be a good thing for the downtown. I'll be down for a skate, guaranteed," said Eddie Moore. "It's nice. It's nice to see people out. The rink's going to be cool once it's winter. I hope it gets people out continuously, not just every month or so," said Denise Prepick. "I love it down here. The Sioux Market is busier," said Allison McLeod, who works at the adjacent market and has noticed an upswing in business since the plaza was built. "I think the plaza will bring the community together. Hopefully it'll get a little colder to get the ice rink going. With more entertainment here, I think it'll be pretty cool. I know a lot of people were up in arms about the cost, but we needed something downtown. It'll bring more of us downtown, more businesses can be open again. The Sioux Market is just amazing because you can get everything here. It brings back the community again like we were before," McLeod said. Before heading over to the courthouse for the Sioux's annual Christmas season tree lighting, Sioux Mayor Matthew Shoemaker addressed an audience gathered in front of the village stage. "I want to acknowledge the work and the vision and the effort of former Mayor Christian Provenzano and former councillors Paul Christian, Rick Nero and Donna Hilsinger and the current council who helped make today a reality." He also thanked senior city staff for the role they played as well as the Rotary Club of Sioux St. Marie for its $200,000 donation toward the plaza. "I am committed as mayor to doing everything I can to ensure that the potential of the downtown plaza is maximized. I know many in the community, and myself, had some concerns about the cost of the project, but I believe the concept of the project and the impact it can have in the community is sound. I am confident that with more activity here we will see more development in this area and at the Sioux Market. This will not be the first and only event here but the first of many events held here," Shoemaker said. Members of the public enjoyed free hot chocolate, purchased food from vendors and awaited a performance by local singer and musician Jay Case at the village stage later Thursday evening. It is anticipated the downtown plaza will be used for celebrations, festivals, and cultural experiences throughout the year.